Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm David.
大家好,我是 Echo.
And Echo just called what we're going to talk about today very 严肃。
是的。
Yeah.
非常严肃的 podcast.
Yeah, because we're not going to be focusing on grammar, we're going to be focusing on basically financial news and financial information.
Mm-hmm.
Giving you the vocab, especially to talk about recent financial events with subprime
金融危机。
loans. And, yeah, financial crises. So we've got a dialogue. Let's take a listen.
嘿、hey, 哥们儿，你知道刚才谁打电话吗？
谁啊？我正忙着呢，一会儿再说。
那我告诉你，就那个雷曼兄弟，那家风险投资银行。
啊，就是那快破产的那个。
对，就是他。你知道他们说什么吗？
说什么？
他们说他们穷得快疯了，要把全部公司卖给我们。
但是他们的期货、次贷款风险太大，没有什么价值。
我当然知道，但是我告诉他们，我们就是会投资。
啊，你疯了吧？
我才没有呢，我还跟他们说了，我们要做至少六个月的风险评估。
哈哈哈，他们死定了。
嘿嘿嘿。
嗯，不知道你们听懂了多少呢？
It depends how much of the finance vocab you picked up. We're going to take you through it with a line-by-line translation and then introduction to any of the special vocab that might be a bit difficult.
嘿，哥们儿，你知道刚才谁打电话吗？
Hey, pal, do you know who just gave me a telephone call?
哥们儿。
哥们儿 here means pal, close friends、mm-hmm. with men. For women, you could say...
姐们儿,特别地道。
谁呀?我正忙着呢,一会儿再说。
谁呀?我正忙着呢,一会儿再说。
Who? I'm really busy. We'll chat about it later.
那我告诉你,就那个雷曼兄弟,那家风险投资银行。
我告诉你。就那个雷曼兄弟,那家风险投资银行。
I'm telling you, it's the Lehman Brothers, that investment bank.
风险投资银行。
We've got three words here, actually. The first is...
风险。
Which means risk.
投资。
To invest money.
银行。
Bank. An investment bank which handles risky investments.
风险投资银行。
啊，就是那快破产的那个。
对，就是他。你知道他们说什么吗？
啊，就是那快破产的那个。
啊，the ones that are about to go bankrupt?
破产。
Means literally breaking production, like、
yeah.
a hammer coming down on the factory. They're about to get 破产。
对，就是他。你知道他们说什么？
Yeah, it's them all right. Do you know what they said?
说什么？
What did they say?
他们说他们穷得快疯了，要把全部公司卖给我们。
他们说他们穷得快疯了，要把全部公司卖给我们。
They said they're so poor they're going crazy, and they want to sell the entire company to us.
但是他们的期货、次贷款风险太大，没有什么价值。
但是他们的期货、次贷款风险太大，没有什么价值。
There are three words in there that are important. Echo?
期货。
期货 means futures. Literally, 期 means a period of time, and 货 means product.、
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that is a product at a certain point in time,、or a future.
次贷款。
次贷款 is a kind of 款 which is a loan.、This is a new word. It means subprime.、
我们也说次贷。
Yeah.
还有一个我们在前面已经听到过的风险。
Yeah. So let's listen to that whole sentence again.
但是他们的期货、次贷款风险太大，没有什么价值。
但是他们的期货、次贷款风险太大，没有什么价值。
The risk associated with their futures and their subprime loans is too great. There's no value there.
我当然知道，但是我告诉他们，我们就是会投资。
我当然知道，但是我告诉他们，我们就是会投资。
Of course I know, but I still told them we'd invest.
投资
To invest. Or investment.
啊,你疯了吧?
啊,你疯了吧?
啊,you crazy?
我才没有呢,我还跟他们说了,我们要做至少六个月的风险评估。
我才没有呢,我还跟他们说了,我们要做至少六个月的风险评估。
I'm not crazy, and I told them we'd do it, but we still have to do 6 months of a...
风险评估。
Yeah, And 评估 here means to evaluate or praise. So we're going to do a risk appraisal, which is going to take us 6 months.
Yeah, at least.
At least 6 months.
至少.
Yeah. Now we've got the vocab. You guys shouldn't have any problems with the dialogue. Let's go and listen to it one more time.
嘿，哥们儿，你知道刚才谁打电话吗？
谁啊？我正忙着呢，一会儿再说。
那我告诉你，就那个雷曼兄弟那家风险投资银行
啊，就是那快破产的那个。
对，就是他。你知道他们说什么吗？
说什么？
他们说他们穷得快疯了，要把全部公司卖给我们。
但是他们的期货次贷款风险太大，没有什么价值。
我当然知道，但是我告诉他们，我们就是会投资。
啊，你疯了吧？
我才没有呢，我还跟他们说了，我们要做至少6个月的风险评估。
哈哈哈，他们死定了。
嘿嘿嘿。
Now, normally this is the point in the podcast where we'd go over some grammar patterns, but this isn't really a grammar-focused dialogue.
所以今天我们为大家准备了特别的礼物。
We'll see if you like it or not. We've prepared for you a number of news articles that have come from real actual Chinese news sources, and they all use this vocab. So what we're going to do as a listening exercise is we're going to go over them.
We've got 都是新闻的标题。
Yeah, this is real-life Chinese. That it's intended for Chinese investors and consumers.
前两个标题是和次贷款有关系的。雷曼破产在先，次贷危机冲击波。
Can you repeat that again slowly?
雷曼破产在先，次贷危机冲击波。
We've got the Lehman Brothers. Their 破产 is once more...在先 means to once again to kind of stir up or to lift up or to cause to come out.
就是掀起的意思。
Yeah, and then we had the reference to
次贷危机
the subprime crisis, and the last word is
冲击波
which is shock wave, attack wave, 冲击波。Let's get the whole sentence again.
雷曼破产在先，次贷危机冲击波。
Right. Okay, our next example.
IMF 认为次贷危机将造成近万亿美元损失。
Right. Again, slowly.
IMF 认为次贷危机将造成近万亿美元损失。
将 in this means will. And 造成 means to cause or create. So we have the IMF believes that the subprime crisis will create...万亿.
Yes, 万亿.
That's a lot of cash. If you can't do the math, that's $1 trillion in...
美元的损失。
损失, which is losses.
Yeah. IMF 认为次贷危机将造成近万亿美元损失。好,我们看下边的句子。
Right, we've got a new keyword here, right? So what should people be listening for?
风险投资。
Okay.
对话美国风投大佬，中国风险投资新方向。
Okay, the latter part of that's actually easier than the first part. Let's hear it again slowly.
对话美国风投大佬，中国风险投资新方向。
Okay, the bit about 中国投资新方向 is pretty easy. It's about China's new direction for
风险投资。
Yeah, for risk investment. Or, here it could actually mean venture capital. The first bit, 对话 is a dialogue with someone. With whom, Echo?
美国风投大佬。因为风险投资我们也可以叫风投。简单的说是风投。大佬呢?
It's kind of slang for like that old powerful guy.
对。
Right?
对的。
Okay, so we're having a conversation with an old powerful guy in venture capital.And he's going to tell us about the new directions that China's going to take there.
对话美国风投大佬，中国风险投资新方向。
This is really tough stuff if you're not used to the way financial news is presented or discussed.
对，其实对中国人来讲，如果你不熟悉这个金融或者经济方面的知识的话，也很难，也很难。
But the language itself isn't actually that complex. It's just the words are different than what you get in conversational Chinese.
对。
Right.
对。 对，而且今天我们学到的那些比如说风险投资、期货、次贷款这样的词都是非常常用的、
yeah.
经常在这种经济或者金融的新闻里看到。
And there's good news, which is that if you're already at the level where you can study this, things are going to go pretty well for you for over the next couple of years, because China is still a growth market, you know?
对，我很骄傲。大家去享受你们的财经新闻吧。
好，而且我们一会儿再见呗。
嗯，拜拜。
好，拜拜。
嘿，哥们儿，你知道刚才谁打电话吗？
谁啊？我正忙着呢，一会儿再说。
那我告诉你，就那个雷曼兄弟，那家风险投资银行。
啊，就是那快破产的那个。
对，就是他。你知道他们说什么吗？
说什么？
他们说他们穷得快疯了，要把全部公司卖给我们。
但是他们的期货、次贷款风险太大，没有什么价值。
我当然知道，但是我告诉他们，我们就是会投资。
啊，你疯了吧？
我才没有呢，我还跟他们说了，我们要做至少6个月的风险评估。
哈哈哈，他们死定了。
嘿嘿嘿。